This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. We have a very interesting topic today. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We are learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Today we're going to talk about, we're going to learn about going to the mikvah in river water. What would the issue be? Well, there's two kinds of mikvahs. There's a natural spring, and then there's a still body of water, or rainwater. Rainwater is kosher to be metaher, is kosher as a mikvah, provided that it's still, it's ba'ashboiren. But if it's zoichel and if it's flowing, it's not metaher. Spring water is metaher bezoichlen. That's the fundamental difference between natural water and gathered water. Gathered water is only metaher in still water. Natural water is even metaher in flowing water. The question is, a river, after the rain, if it's majority rain, it's a problem because the water is moving. Unless you say somehow that even though there is a lot of rain, maybe there's even more natural water. That's going to be the subject of our topic today. And it's actually relevant to the Parsha, because we're going to talk about the Euphrates River that begins in the northeast of Eretz Yisrael and goes southwest to Bavel. So on the by the bottom of the river in Bavel, maybe they could tell by the swelling of the river what happened in terms of the weather in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if it swells in Bavel, they know it rained in Eretz Yisrael. This week's Parsha calls El Nahar HaGadol, Nahar Pras, the great river, the Euphrates. Rashi says, why is it called the great river? Rashi says, because it is associated with Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Amar Ravin, we're three lines from the bottom of Mem Amar Alf. Amar Rabin, Amar Rav. Ravin said the name of Rav, Mitra b'ma'arava. If it rains in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, Sada, if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, how do you know if it rains in Eretz Yisrael? Sada Rabba Pras. The great witness is the Euphrates River. The great evidence, the great testimony to rain in Israel is the Euphrates River. Because if the Euphrates River swells, then you know it must have rained in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ran, Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rav, Mitra b'ma'arava, Sada Rabba Paras. Kishe yoreid matar be'Eretz Yisrael, when the rain falls in Eretz Yisrael, Meyed olav pras b'bavel. The Euphrates testifies in Bavel. So kol shu gadol, if it gets big, biyadua, it is known, shafal pishla yardu gishamim kan, it's known that even though the rain didn't fall here, yardu gishamim v'Eretz Yisrael, the rain must have fallen in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafkamina, what relevance is it if it rained in Eretz Yisrael? The nafkamina is sha'asr litbo bai. You would not be allowed to be toiv on the Euphrates. L'fi she'ein me gishamim hanoitfin mitaharin, because the rainwater that drips is not metaher if it flows. Rainwater, megeshamim, is not metaher if it flows. Ela ba'ashboiren, only if it's stationary. Kolomer, dekavu v'kaimi, if it gathers and it stands. Kedetanya b'sifri, like we learned in the rice in the sifri, Imam Mayan Matar Bezoichlin. If a spring is Matar Bezoichlin, Af Mikvah Matar Bezoichlin, I would think a mikvah is also Matar Bezoichlin. Talmud Loimer, Ach Mayan Vabar. Mayan Matar Bezoichlin, Mikvah Ba'ashbaran. A Mayan is Matar with flowing water. A mikvah is only Matar with still water. Hilkach, therefore, Kol Hechad Ikal Mechash, whenever there's a concern, Shamarabu Noitfim Ala Zoichlin, maybe the rainwater is more than the flowing water. Usher, you can't go to the mikvah. Because if there's a chash that because of the rainy season, the majority of the water in the river is rainwater, well, you can't be matar in it. The river's moving. You can only be matar in a river if it's mostly spring water. Spring water is matar if it's flowing. Rainwater is not matar if it's flowing. But if the river is going according to its slow pace, so you know, there's no rainwater in it. It didn't speed up. Or if it only, let's say, increased minimally, You're not, there's no doubt that it's majority rainwater. Shari, then it's permitted. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, but Tosefta, hey, Rebbe Elazar bat Tzaddik testified, Al hazoichlin sharabel al hanoitfin, that if the flowing water is more than the rainwater, shem ksherim. So if you know that there's no rainwater or minimal rainwater, then it would be okay. So that's the opinion of Ravin in the name of Rav, that the rain in Eretz Yisrael, the great witness is the Euphrates River. However, says Gemara, Upliga de Shmuel. This disagrees with Shmuel, because Shmuel says it's irrelevant if it rained in Eretz Yisrael. Why? D'amar Shmuel, Nahara mikipei mizbarech. Shmuel says that a river from its stone, from its bedrock, it is blessed. Meaning, even though it rains, but the majority of the water comes from the underground spring. So even though the river is stronger in the rainy season, but it's not from the rain necessarily or only, it's majority from the underground water springs. Says the Ran, Upligi de Shmuel, de Amar Shmuel Nara Mikipe Mizbarach. Mikipe means misale, from its stone. Kolamer mimekoira humesgada. It gets bigger from its source. Shafal pisha anuroyim, even though we see shekahagishamim yardin, that when the rain falls, naharis misrabim, the rivers get bigger. Ikaribuyan mimakarinhu. Their main increasing is from their source. Kedamrinam perak seder taniyos. Ein lechal tipas tipa vetipa. Yored Malmala, there is no drop that comes down from above. She'ein tahoim oila lekrasai tefachayim, that the deep waters do not go up toward it to tefach, meaning every tefach of water that comes from above, the underground waters send two tefachs. So the spring water will always be more than the rainwater, because every drop that falls, two drops come up. For every tefach of rain are two tefachim of a spring. Therefore, Shmuel says you could always bathe in a river. Even if the eye sees that it got much bigger from the rain. Rav says you can't bathe in a river in the rainy season. It's mostly rainwater, and you can't bathe in rainwater when the water's moving. Shmuel says it's not mostly rainwater. Every drop that comes from the rain, two drops come from below. That's Shmuel's opinion. The only thing is there's a contradiction in Shmuel himself. Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. This statement of Shmuel argues on a different statement of Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, Ein hamayim mitarin bezoichlin. You can't be mitar in flowing water. Ella pras, only the Euphrates, biyoymay Tishrei belvad, in the days of Tishrei. What does this mean? How does this show that we're worried about the majority rainwater? Upliga d'shmuel d'shmuel d'amar Shmuel said, Ein hamayim mitarin bezoichlin. Ella Pras b'yomei Tishrei b'vad, says the Ran. Upligid didei adidei de Amar Shmuel ein amayim mitarim bezoichlin de ikal amechash l'rabu hanoitven. According to Shmuel, we have to be concerned for majority rainwater. Why? Because he says you can only be mitaher in the Euphrates in Tishrei. Why? Because earlier in the year, it's the rainy season. And in the rainy season, you have to be concerned for the majority rain. L'fi she'eino yeis geshamim. During Tishrei is not the rainy season. And it's also not the time of the melting snow. V'loi zman havshar shlagim. It's not the time of the melting snow. V'loi l'meisar kol hanahara chutz mipras asa. Shmuel was not coming to prohibit all rivers besides the pras. He's also not prohibiting the press the whole year. in the days of Tishrei, in the days of Tishrei, he's coming. What does this mean? The whole concern of Shmuel is maybe the rainwater is more than the flowing water. As long as we are proficient in the Euphrates River during Tishrei, how much it swelled. And likewise in other rivers. And we know, Bahem, that it never gets less than this. Even if it gets very dry, as long as we see this minimal shear, we don't have to be concerned, Shema Yarbu Hanoithim So this means that we need to know, in order to allow you to be Toivel on a river, according to Shmuel, we need to know two things. It has to be like the Euphrates, that it never dries out. And number two, even if you know it never dries out, then it has to be that you can only be toivel in it during Tishrei. That means you need to know, it has to be like the Euphrates in one of two ways. Number one, that it never dries out. Meaning it has to be similar to Euphrates in two ways. It never dries out, and if you don't know what its lowest level is, you'd only be able to be toivel in the river during Tishrei. So let's explain what this means. Elo Shmuel Tarti Kamashmalan. Shmuel is teaching me two chedushim. Chada, number one, Dinaharoi Shehin Mechazvin Meimeyen. A river that would sometimes completely dry out in Toivlin Bahem La'olam, you're never allowed to be Toivlin them. A river that sometimes dries out, you can never be Toivlin them. Dikivan Shepa'amim Shemechazvim, since sometimes they dry out, La'olam Choshe Shemehem, we're always worried that maybe it's majority rain, Oyla Hav Shara Shlagim, or melting snow. K'detanam B'Maseches Parah, Hamayim Hamechazvin, water that will sometimes dry up, psulin. Eluhim hamayim hamachazin. The following waters will sometimes dry out. Hamachazin pamachas b'shavua. One that dries out once every 7 years. Or, v'hamachazin b'pulmusiois. Or a river that will dry out during war when a lot of soldiers congregate there. Uvishnei b'tsoiras. Meaning, if it dries out during a war or during famine, that's kasherim. V'hachi perushai. The chol shemechazin b'loy taina. If it dries out for no reason, afal pishein mechazin ala itim rechoykois, even if it only dries out at distant times, pamachas b'shavua, psulin. Then it's pasul, the chashinon, shema megishamim hein. Because then we have to be concerned that it's rainwater. Ve'in matarin bezoichlin ela ba'ashbarin, and it's not matar with flowing water, only with still water. Aval mechazin machmas taina, but if it dries out because of a reason, kugoyin bepomasiois, let's say there's a war over shnei betzaros or a famine, k'sherin. Mishum hachi kamar Shmuel, therefore Shmuel says, she'ena mayim matarin bezoichlin ela pras ukiyoit seboi, she'ena mechazev lo'oila. The only kind of river that you could be metaher while it's moving is like the pras that never dries out. The reason why it says the Euphrates is to exclude rivers that dry out. It means Euphrates or the like. So number one, in order to be toivel in a mikvah, according to the statement of Shmuel, In order to be toivel in a river, it has to be a river that never dries out. If it's a river that never that dries out, we have to be concerned it's majority rainwater. That's not like the statement of the first Shmuel, that we never have to be concerned for majority rainwater, because every drop that comes down from above, two drops come up from below. This statement is concerned that it's majority rainwater if it's a river that sometimes dries out. The second criteria that Shmuel says, v'kamar nami, it's also saying the Euphrates is like that doesn't dry out. Even if it never dries out, you can't be tavostam. If you're not familiar with this river, you can't be tavostam. Only during Tishrei. Why? Because during Tishrei, it's not a time of rain. V'loizman hafsharas shlagim, and it's not a time of melting snow. So even in a river like the Euphrates that never dries out, you can only be toivel there in Tishrei when it's not the rainy season and it's not the melting snow season. Ulafika afilu misha enoi baki bai. Therefore, even if you're not a baki, ein loy lachosh, you don't have to be concerned during Tishrei. Shema rabu alav noitfin. Avla ena chanami. Ena chanami. Demi shabaki beparas. If you are a baki, ukiyotzebai, or in a different river, kol hashana, the whole year, kol shuroish lenis rabba mashu zoicha betishrei. If you see that it's not more swell than Tishrei, and in Tishrei you know it's not the rain and it's not the snow, bechdeishei roi lachosh lariboy noitvim. So that you don't have to be concerned for majority rainwater, toivo by b'chalashana, you could be toivo the whole year. So Shmuel is saying two things. Number one, it has to be a river that never dries. If it dries, you always have to be concerned it's mostly rainwater. And even if it doesn't dry, if you're not a bucky in it, you can only be toivo in Tishrei. But if you are a bucky and you see that during the rest of the year it's not more than Tishrei, it's okay. B'chenami But the truth is, even in Tishrei, if it's so big that you could be concerned that it's majority rainwater, afilu b'Tishrei enoi toivo, but you can't be toivo even in Tishrei. So it's really not dependent on Tishrei. It's just in Tishrei, you could assume that it's not majority rainwater. And the rest of the year, you would have to assume it is majority rainwater unless you know for sure it's not. Someone who's not familiar even with rivers that don't dry out, you have to be concerned the whole year for its swelling. I saw those who wrote a different way. So basically, we have a contradiction in Shmuel's statement. In the first statement of Shmuel, we're never worried for a majority rain because every drop that comes down from above, two drops come up from below. But then there's a second statement of Shmuel that Shmuel says if you want to use a river, it has to be a river that never dries up, and even a river that never dries up only in Tishrei, unless you're a bucky that during the rest of the year it's not majority rainwater. Avuah de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel.
So it's still a stereo?
So it's a stira. It's a contradiction. It's a straight up contradiction. Now, lahalacha, many Rishonim say that we have to be concerned for Rav, and one of the statements of Shmuel that in a river it's majority rainwater. Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rama paskins this way. Where you don't have a mikvah, you could be samech on Rabbeinu Tam, that we never have to be concerned it's majority rainwater. In a river, a lake might be a different story. In a river, okay? So Rabbeinu Tam holds like the first statement of Shmuel. Other Rishonim go like Rav in the second statement of Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel, avad lahayin mikvais lebin se biyom nisan. The father of Shmuel made a mikvah for his daughters during Nisan, because in Nisan you have to be concerned for majority rainwater. And what about in Tishrei? Umafsi biyame Tishrei. He made mats for his daughters in Tishrei. He let them use the river, but the river floor is muddy. So he made mats for them so that they could stand on it and not get mud in their toes. Says the Ran, Avua de Shmuel Avid Lahu Lebanse Mikvais Biyamen Nisan. Shemipnei Shahaya Chay Shesh Lav Shar Shlagim. Since he was worried about melting snow, Lahaya Manita Manichan Letbel Bezaichlan. He didn't allow them to be tovel in flowing water during Nisan. Umaftsi Biyamet Tishrei. He made mats Binahar Haya Noistan Tachas Kapas Ragleim. In the river, he would put under their feet Mishumtit because of the mud. So that it should not be an interposition. Inami litznius or maybe he did it just for tznius. Let them be tovel in the river. Mishun de tishrei because during tishrei there is no concern for zoichlin. Nisan, when he said that he made them a mikvah nisan, it means minisan va'ad tishrei kamar. V'koshken hagishamim, certainly during the rainy season. Kach pirshu. So the Ran says, I don't like this pshat. Ve'ein alasha noyachli. This pshat is not pleasing to me. The havalei lameimar, it should have said avilu mikvais lebinse kula shasa. It should have said he made a mikvah for his daughter the whole year. Umavtsi biyomei tishrei. And mats during tishrei. Meaning, So let's see this again. Ve'ena loshen noyachli, da havelei lememar ovel luhu mikvois lebinsei kula shasa, that he made a mikvois for his daughters the whole year. Umavtsi biyom tishrei and mats during tishrei. Lefikach nerulei de binsei davu de shmol besusav loy hoyu tovlus binar. In the autumn, they wouldn't be tovel in the nar mishum tzina, because of the cold. Ela b'mikvois shabatayan, only in the mikvah in their house. Ubiyoyme nisan, and during nisan. De Ravich Alma, where it's pleasant. Hayamaschilas Litvel Ben Harais. They would want to be tovel on the rivers, but it was mostly rainwater, right? Masagna Mavim Sham Betchilas Nisa Mikvois, Sheretoza Ad Tishrei. Uviyame Tishrei Lohim Atzrichin the Mikvois. During Tishrei, they didn't need the Mikvois. Mishum Delek Lamechash Lanoifim. Ulafikach Hayamasakin Lehamavzi, therefore he would make them mats. Uksha Ivrim Yame Tishrei. They would go to be tovel indoors. So basically, there's no halachic distinction. It's just the Ran says the mikvois that Avu Dishmo made the father only made these mikvois in Nisan. Because until then, they didn't want to go outside. It was cold, so they had mikvahs indoors. But when they went outside and they wanted to enjoy the outdoors and they wanted to use the river, then the father made outdoor mikvahs for them. The only distinction the Ran is making is not that the father made mikvahs the whole year, because the Gemara says that he made mikvahs during Nisan. During Nisan, he made outdoor mikvahs, because that's when they would go outdoors. Okay, so let's finish the Amud. Once we mention mats, we're going to discuss a nevuah of Yechezkel Hanavi. This is a nevuah that Hashem tells Yechezkel to prepare for himself certain kelim of galus. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rav, Mai dechsev va'ata ben Adam, and you son of man, aseh lecha klei goyla, make for yourselves the vessels of galus zuner. This is referring to a candle or a ner, a lamp, uka'ara. And a bowl, ushatiach, and a mat. What do you do with a mat? The Ran says, "Ar lechal alav, a mat to eat on it." And we'll pick it up here, Bez Hashem, next week. Okay. Shkayach, Lewis. Have a good day.
You have a mikveh that's a jacuzzi?
What?
You have a mikveh that's a jacuzzi?
For a woman or a man?
Yes, I'm a woman. I don't know.
Not real. I mean, if it's rainwater and
Yeah, it's
there's
rainwater.
it's rainwater. and somehow it's heated up without a kli. I guess if it's heated up without some kind
No,
of.
I'm saying like it's like moving water.
Oh, is that considered moving?
Yeah.
Is bubbling considered moving?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know if that's considered. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, good night.
Okay. Have a good night. Kol tov. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.